your return, if you can hear me.
Oh, there we are. All right, council's back in session. Carla, can you please read the title for resolution, item number 390?
Mm-hmm. Accept the East Portland in Motion 5-year implementation strategy for active transportation final reports.
East Portland, we all know, is under infrastructured, and unfortunately, that is due to the fact that it was urbanized and subdivided outside the city limits while in unincorporated Multnomah County. And as we annexed, we're working hard to try to bring it up to our standard. It is a huge challenge, but one that we take on with great enthusiasm. And the resolution in front of the City Council today is a 5-year, very accountable strategy for chipping away at the transportation system gaps, pedestrian, bike, walk, access to transit. Transit, it chips away at the trying to fill the gaps in the system and to improve on what's already there. And I'm very pleased to introduce Ellen Vanderslice, who is one of our best of the best in terms of transportation planner, facilitator, policy person. So, Ellen, thank you for all your work on this, and can you take it from here?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Leonard. I'm Ellen Vanderslice with the Portland Bureau of Transportation, and I'm here today to present the Bureau's report on East Portland in Motion, which is a 5-year strategy to improve conditions in East Portland for active transportation, that is, walking, bicycling, and taking transit. Now, we began this effort with a very simple concept. Take the known universe of projects that are in existing plans, plus the likely universe of funding for active transportation over the next 5 years, and identify a strategy for completing 5 years' worth of projects where they'll do the most good to breach the barriers to using active transportation. We know, too, that it's not just physical barriers that keep people from using active transportation, and many of the programs that the Bureau has developed are very effective in helping people change their behavior. So our report makes recommendations about how best to apply those programs in East Portland as well. Now, the Portland Bureau of Transportation has never before developed a strategy quite like this. So what made us do it now? This work is the result of the happy congruence of several opportunities. So first, in adopting the Portland Bicycle Plan for 2030, just a couple years ago, Council recognized the unique challenges in East Portland and directed PBOT to build on the plan by completing a 5-year strategy for implementing it in East Portland. And then the mayor's promise of $8 million to fund sidewalk infill in East Portland brought some real resources for pedestrian implementation and helped broaden the effort on East Portland in Motion from bicycling only to active transportation. At the same time, we could learn from the work that TriMet was doing on safer access to transit and from the strategies arising from the Portland plan process. And finally, we had the unique opportunity to fund some of the work on this implementation strategy through the Communities Putting Prevention to Work grant that Multnomah County administered. A quick look at the geographic area covered by the report. The study area is shown here in dark blue, and it includes all of Portland east of 82nd Avenue. And I would just note that this area includes all 13 of the East Portland Neighborhood Associations, as well as parts of Sumner, Madison South, and Montevilla Neighborhood Associations from the Central Northeast Neighbors Coalition. Now, here you see some demographic characteristics of the study area based on 2010 census data. And I would note that if East Portland were a city of its own, it would be the second largest in Oregon, just ahead of Eugene and Salem. This area is also more diverse than most of Portland. It has relatively more of Portland's school children, elders, and those who speak English as a second language. And the study area includes schools that are located in 6 different school districts. From a transportation perspective, there are both challenges and opportunities in East Portland. Among the challenges are lack of sidewalks, wide, busy streets with narrow bike lanes, unimproved streets and lack of connectivity, and generally auto-oriented design. But there are also opportunities with 3 light rail lines, 2 of the highest ridership regular bus lines in the region, 24 miles of existing shared-use trails, and with a few exceptions, generally flat topography. Now, I described briefly at the start the concept that we'd take the known universe of projects and figure out which ones we could do over 5 years using expected funding. And this slide describes that process in a little bit more detail. We started with projects from a variety of sources and then applied some initial filters. For example, we excluded projects that were not on roadways that are under PBOT's control. We looked at sidewalk projects only on arterial streets or in pedestrian districts, and so on. We then worked with our community partners, conducted community involvement, and performed analysis to winnow the initial list to a set of recommended projects that we believe we can actually implement over 5 years. The final recommended list includes a number of different types of projects: sidewalk infill, crossing improvements, bikeway projects, and trail projects. And we also collected in the report information about planned road projects by others that have elements that support active transportation, and we developed recommendations on programs to be delivered in concert with the physical improvements. We then developed a draft report that was released for public comment last September, and I want to give special recognition to Steve Zigethy, who's here today, who coordinated much of the work that we did on this project and produced the draft report. We took comments through the beginning of November and made some tweaks to the recommendations based on community inputs, and now we are bringing you our final report. I want to be clear that this is not a plan. It's not a new plan. This is a report on an implementation strategy. The first 2 years of projects from this strategy are included in the two-year capital improvement program, and we've already begun or even completed some of the projects and will continue to move forward with them. And we believe that even with the current forecast, we are likely to be able to complete all the recommended projects in this report over the next 5 years. Before I get more specific about the projects themselves, I want to give you just a little bit more detail about the community involvement and analytic tools that we use to help set the priorities. Early on, we developed a community involvement philosophy of going out to folks rather than asking them to come to us. We had two community committees who acted as regular advisors to our process, the East Portland Land Use and Transportation Committee and EPAP Bike, which is the bicycle subcommittee for the East Portland Action Plan. We developed a rolling roadshow that we took out to about a dozen times, piggybacking on workshops for the Portland Plan, the Outer Powell Conceptual Design Plan, and tabling at community events like the Gateway Funorama and EPO Expo. And in those times, we asked people to complete surveys on their transportation preferences and to vote on the sidewalk projects, on the candidate sidewalk projects. And in this very diverse part of Portland, we really wanted to hear from people who are too often underrepresented in our community processes. So we teamed with Portland State University's Master of Urban and Regional Planning program, whose students conducted interviews and surveys. And we piloted a method that I hope PBOT will use again, group interviews. With PBOT providing interpreters, childcare, and refreshments, PSU students conducted 7 group interviews with Somali mothers, Russian and Ukrainian immigrants, Spanish-speaking parents of elementary students, seniors and Chinese-speaking elders, homeless families, and both youth and adult refugees. Some major themes that emerged from the listening we did were just how important access to transit is in East Portland, a real concern for the safety and access of children to the activities that they do, support for building a mix of different sidewalk types, and strong support for neighborhood greenways as a bikeway type. And I just would add that whether you bicycle or don't bicycle in East Portland, almost everybody could support having places for people to bicycle that are not on the major busy roads. So just a couple of quick examples from the analysis. The first example is a zonal analysis using demographic data from the 2010 census. The active transportation demand score that Steve Zigethy developed combines data about population density, business density, percentage of the population that is young, old, or non-white, the poverty rate, and percent of zero-car households to show by census tract where active transportation improvements would serve those who need them most, may need them most. And then we also developed and used some geospatial tools to analyze which projects will increase accessibility and network connectivity the most. And we developed a partnership with Portland State University Geography Department and the Willamette Pedestrian Coalition. It's called the GIS Jam Session. And in this work, geography students can work on real problems. The jammers, in this case, helped us to develop a true walkway network that includes the crosswalks as network links and sidewalks on both sides of the streets. And students Liz Patterson and CJ Doxey did a very sophisticated analysis of the proposed sidewalk info projects to see which candidate projects create the greatest additional connectivity and access. And we were really, really glad when the analysis showed that the 122nd Complete and Green Main Street project, which is currently underway, funded, and about to go into construction, was at the top of the list of their projects. So finally, here are some highlights of the projects that are actually recommended in the report. As part of our process, we looked at 34 miles of sidewalk gaps on arterial streets in East Portland, and the report recommends 21 projects that will construct sidewalk filling 6 to 8 miles of gaps. These projects fall into two types. Type 1 projects are infill projects on roadways where there's already a curb, and we have lots of very big, busy arterials in East Portland that have just a curb and then mud behind it. And in these cases, only the sidewalk is missing, and we can easily infill that. The Type 2 projects actually are relatively expensive by comparison to Type 1 because these are the streets where there's no curb or stormwater facility already available, and we'll, in a lot of cases, in the projects in this report, we'll be looking at interim solutions that provide a safe place to walk or bike out of the roadway, not necessarily reconstructing the whole street, which is what's needed, as we were able to do on Cully Boulevard recently. In East Portland, it can be daunting just to cross the street, but it's so important for access to transit, schools, and other destinations. So we identified many stretches of five-lane arterials where it's more than a half mile between improved crossings. And this is the one project type where we didn't limit the field only to projects that are listed in adopted plans because the existing plans are relatively unspecific about locations for crossing improvements. Many of the 56 crossing projects recommended in this report are associated with other projects like the sidewalk infill projects or the neighborhood greenway projects. But we also have some standalone crossing projects that will be funded as traffic safety improvements. The report lists 9 neighborhood greenway projects. The inset map here shows the first 8 miles of greenway we've already built in East Portland, and we'll add 29 miles of new neighborhood greenway, calmed streets where people bicycling and walking can travel comfortably away from the wide, busy arterials. We still plan to make some of those wide, busy streets better for bicycling by adding bike lanes, and we'll add some bicycle parking in neighborhood commercial districts, work with shopping centers to improve bicycle parking, and add secure bike and ride facilities at light rail stations with flexible fund grants that we got. The report contains descriptions of a number of trail projects, and while other agencies lead most of these projects, PBOT will be a partner in completing many of them. And lastly, the report contains descriptions of road improvement projects being undertaken by others. Although these are not directly part of the recommendations, these are projects that will benefit active transportation and contribute to completing the network, and PBOT supports them. So you've seen how the Portland Bureau of Transportation is taking a holistic approach to delivering cost-effective public investments that will reduce barriers to walking, bicycling, and taking transit, and that serve the greatest number of those residents who will get the greatest benefit. A key aspect of the approach we've taken is that we've tried to choose projects that will lay the foundation for a seamless network of routes for active transportation in East Portland. And I'll end the presentation with a quick succession of slides showing how we are building out that network over the next few years. So keep your eye on the map as we move through the years. There's our current network showing the bikeways that are in East Portland. Here's the current stretch up to 2013 to 2014, 14 and 15, 2015 to 16 and beyond. That concludes my prepared presentation. Thank you.
Great presentation.
Thanks, Ellen. Any initial questions, comments? All right. Do we have people that are signed up to testify?
We actually have some two people we've invited to testify for you this morning.
Can you please come forward? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
Hi, I'm David Hampston, and I'm the East Portland representative to the Transportation Budget Advisory Committee for the City of Portland. I'm also worked pretty hard as far as advocating for transportation improvements in East Portland, and I'm also heavily associated with the East Portland Action Plan. I'm speaking today in support of the East Portland in Motion, and I urge you to adopt this implementation plan. First, I want to thank Mayor Adams for pushing so hard for the $8 million in new sidewalk improvements in East Portland, which has leveraged another $7.5 million in additional bike, transit, and pedestrian improvements from the city and from other agencies, especially Metro, TriMet, and ODOT, for over the next 2 years, as well as similar improvements in Southwest Portland. All of these efforts will help folks living and working in East Portland to be able to more easily get around by bike, transit, and walking. Second, I believe, as many others do throughout East Portland, the PBOT staff who worked with our community to create the East Portland in Motion study have gone above and beyond the call of duty. What was originally a bike study for East Portland that came out of the Portland Bicycle Master Plan, or Bicycle Plan for 2030, and a to-do list of future neighborhood sidewalk improvements has, through the efforts of Mayor Adams and the other city commissioners, grown to become a model for planning for the best, most optimal community-guided infrastructure improvements over a five-year period in one of the most important but poorly connected areas of the city. This study will, I think, be a model for best practices for infrastructure planning for years to come throughout the city. Finally, PBOT has done an excellent job in laying the foundation for a full-fledged transit study for East Portland, a high transportation priority of the 2009 East Portland Action Plan, which I encourage Council to consider in the near future. Once again, I urge you to adopt the East Portland in Motion study. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thanks for your leadership, and congratulations on your budding film and video career.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Linda Bauer, I am also on the East Portland Action Committee. Thank you very much for the East Portland in Motion Infrastructure Improvement Plan, for getting East Portland walking, bicycling, and using transit. East Portland suffers from poorly connected streets, non-existent walkways, and large five-lane mega streets. Right now, it's easier to jump into a car rather than to walk, bike, or even catch a bus to get around. All that begins to change with this plan. The EPIM recommendations have been vetted in East Portland, the East Portland Land Use and Transportation Committee, with David Hampston's expert guidance, spent several meetings getting testimony from school districts, neighborhood organizations, and stakeholder groups. PBOT staff then took that committee's work and did additional outreach and community building, which resulted in this document that is before you today. This plan improves East Portland connectivity without preferring any one group. They all weighed in. The plan will make it easier for children to walk and ride their bikes to school. It will allow transit riders to get across the street to catch a bus without crossing in front of traffic, without a crossing. It will allow a family to ride safely through tree-lined neighborhood streets on a slow and easy bike ride. It is a plan for restoring neighborhood design to East Portland. We in East Portland cannot wait to see it happen. Good work by all, and please adopt this document as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda. Does anyone else sign up to testify?
Yes, we have one person, Katie Larcell.
Or Board Member Larcell?
Yes. Actually, I'm not a board member. I don't know if you know that. I'm not on the Park Road School Board anymore.
Okay, former board member.
I try and represent them. I wasn't actually going to sign up to testify today because the plan was being so ably represented. I love this plan. I love it almost as much as the East Portland Action Plan. And I love the fact that it's so diverse. It covers so many different modalities, and that it took into account that it really that PBOT came out and really asked us what we wanted. I was thinking, though, I thought that it was going to be adopted rather than accepted. So I'm wanting to urge you to adopt it rather than accept it.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Talk about that next. Ellen, can you come up? So why are we not adopting it today?
It's not a plan. It's a report on an implementation strategy. So you're accepting the report, the implementation strategy. I mean, that will give us
and
all
remind
the
me, was the
need.
Earlier plan adopted?
This implementation strategy is based on the projects that are in a number of adopted plans, the bicycle okay. plan,
so
transportation system plan.
I move the amendment that we adopt the implementation strategy instead of accept.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? And we'll just note that as a universal change in wherever it appears in the document.
Is that okay with the city attorney?
I'm looking.
That's fine. I mean, when we were asked if we would make it adopt, I asked at PBOT.
It's fine. Carla, is that okay?
I guess so.
She's in a charitable mood today.
I trust Ellen.
All right. Can you please call the vote on the motion to substitute the legislative intent and the words in the document where it says accepted to adopted? Please call the vote.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, it is consistent with our previous planning, and it by changing the word to adopt, it indicates an intent of the council to do that, obviously, to implement it as proposed. Aye.
Adams?
And it is what I committed to advocates in East Portland, so I hadn't had an opportunity to talk to you. Aye. Thank you. Can you please call unless someone else wishes to testify, can you please call the vote on the amended resolution?
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you. And Ellen van der Sluis and the team at the Portland Bureau of Transportation and the mayor's staff on transportation, Laura Wintergreen with the East Portland Action Plan, and all the community volunteers who've put so much time and effort into this. It's exemplary. The public process, and in particular the report on the public process, I don't recall having seen one quite so comprehensive, and I appreciate that. But the intentional reaching out and going to communities and thinking about how to help people participate is really the way we should be doing business, and so I'm doing community engagement, so thank you for that. This is how we should be doing capital project improvement planning. We don't have enough money to fund everything in the bicycle plan or the East Portland Action Plan or any of the other studies that you've mentioned, Ellen. So we should always involve the community in deciding what are the top priorities for the first 8 miles of sidewalks, and then what's the order after that. So this is really how we should be doing budgeting, rather than convening and hurry up in January and February, or actually November and December, looking at a capital improvement plan involving our whole community in an area, looking at what are the whole community's priorities. And so I applaud the mayor for having instituted this. Obviously, very excited about the attention to active transportation, particularly walking and sidewalks. And so it's a delight. And thank you for your advocacy, the entire community. Aye.
Adams.
Well, to Commissioner Fritz's very good list of thank yous and acknowledgement, I just would underscore your work, Ellen, and the work of your team, and Katja Dillman, and Catherine Charlo, the mayor's transportation team, and everyone else involved. Really proud to both having helped get it this far, and more importantly, I'm very proud that we've managed to cobble together a significant investment in moving it forward. So it's really smart. Thank you all very much. Aye. All right.